One of the things you need to learn if you're trying to become a better person or a better version of yourself is practicing gratitude. Yes. Last week I talked about the meaning of gratitude and the benefit and importance of practicing gratitude. And I also asked us to put in the comment section the things that we are grateful for. On today's episode, I'll be listing different things that we should be grateful for and the ways of practicing gratitude. Welcome to Weekend Cheer On. Before I go into today's episode, let me introduce myself. If this is your first time joining us on Weekend Cheer On, my name is Hadi and I am a student. I make research on self-help topics and I share what I've learned. Alright, like I said last week, I said I could list about 50 things to be grateful for. But today, I'll be listing just a few for the sake of time. And the things that you ought to be grateful for or you need to be grateful for include your family, good health, close friends, your home, your education. You know, being educated is a privilege. Some people want to be educated, but for a reason or the other, they are not privileged to be. Be grateful for fresh air. Be grateful for clean water, the technology, music, a good meal, literacy, shelter, comfortable clothes, electricity, peace. Be grateful for your body, for transportation, for memories, and so many more. But above all, be grateful for yourself. Some of the things to be grateful for might sound funny, and if you think about it well enough, you see that we should be grateful for every little thing, even those that might seem insignificant. Well, that's that about things that we should be grateful for. Now, to ways to practice gratitude. I said earlier that gratitude isn't just a feeling. The last episode, I said it that gratitude isn't just a feeling, but a way of life. Gratitude needs to be learned and practiced continually. There are many ways to practice gratitude, but I'll be sharing some 5 tips on how to practice gratitude. And the first way is, start a gratitude journal. You could get a book or a journal and set it aside to practice gratitude. And in this gratitude journal, the first thing to do is to make a list. Make a list of what you are grateful for every day. Think about at least 3 things that you are grateful for. You could write more, you could write 10 things, 20 things, but the least should be 3 things that you are grateful for that day. You write it down in your journal. And another way to practice gratitude is learn to thank and appreciate someone. At least in 1 week, tell someone, could be a friend, a family, a sibling, tell them you love them. Tell them thank you, and appreciate them. Appreciate what they've done, what they do in your life, their significance in your lives. Another way to practice gratitude is to learn to notice good things and appreciate them. There are many good things around us in the nature, in our classes, among our friends. Learn to notice those good things and appreciate them. Another way to practice gratitude is to keep doing these things. Like write a journal, make a list, appreciate someone, keep doing them every day, and eventually gratitude will become your lifestyle. So that's all for today's podcast. Thank you so much for listening to the very end. I hope you learn a thing or two about the things that you should be grateful for and the ways you could practice gratitude. This podcast is available on Spotify, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, and you can also watch it as a video on YouTube. Follow us on IG, TikTok, and YouTube. Please be sure to check up on your friends. And then, that's it. See you next time.